This is Striking Radio 24/7. I'd like to welcome aboard Cameron Bagri. Cameron Bagri from Bagri Economics. Bit of a straight shooter rather than an airy-fairy economist. It's nice to have you part of our family, Cameron.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show and looking forward to the Transport Industry Conference down in Invercargill in a couple of weeks as well.
Yeah, of course. And I think as far as you're concerned, the big thing was the GDP numbers that came out of last week. How was the transport sector looking, Cameron?
Oh, the transport sector knocked the ball out of the park, yeah, literally. So if we look at the overall economy, saw a quarterly rise of 1.7%. Now, that's a big number, and a lot of that just reflects the fact that the economy was sort of shut up for a big part of quarter one with Omicron. And as that Omicron wave dissipated and we got back into things, well, it was one step backwards and then a couple of big, strong steps forward. But if you look at the transport, post-school and warehousing sector, it was up 19.7% in a quarter, 10.8% year-on-year. Now, to be fair, I don't think that was much to do with what's going on across the trucking sector, because what we saw in regard to heavy and light traffic out of the ANZ's truckometer was a lot more sedate over that quarter. Yeah, but what boosted transport, postal and warehousing GDP was obviously your Air New Zealand flights reconnecting with everything around the globe, and that sector was come off a pretty low base. When you come off a pretty low base, you get some pretty high numbers when you recover from those low levels.
And I guess to get a true reflection of the international picture, it's always good to find out what the Fed Express CEO is talking about as well, Cameron.
Yeah, the Fed Express came out last week, and he was pretty glum about what's going on around the globe. In fact, he was warning about a global manufacturing recession, which, yeah, to be fair, I think is odds on. But we've got to be a little bit careful here, because if you look at entities such as Fed Express, what they benefited from over the past 2 years was a big switch away from what's called the service sector economy and holidaying towards buying goods. So we all sat there at home and we got online and we started buying goods. So the goods part of the economy surged at the expense of the service sector economy. What we're now starting to see is that switch is starting to go back the other way. And Fed Express is starting to see that. So we're now starting to holiday. Everybody's off overseas. We're partying up. A little bit more money being spent on hospitality. When that money gets spent on holidaying, well, there's less discretionary spend available for goods. So, yes, the goods-producing part is suffering. Fed Express is telling us that sort of loud and clear, but there's a pretty strong substitution effect that's taking place. So it's not a big directional bet on the economy. There's a lot of substitution switching that's going on.
Expecting any particular numbers this week, Cameron?
No, the big thing that I'm watching at the moment is more global than local. And New Zealand is still the two-bit player at the international roulette table. And global sentiment particularly gets led out of the United States. It tends to take quite a long time for it to proliferate down here to little old New Zealand. But the big story is it's pretty simple. It's all about inflation. And we saw a very bad inflation print in the United States middle of last week. So that sort of rocked or knocked equities around a little bit, and we're starting to see the impact of that here in New Zealand at the moment. And unfortunately, getting that inflationary thief back in jail, that's not friendly for growth. It's not friendly for asset prices. So there's a bit of a paying the piper effect going on globally, and of course what's going on here in New Zealand at the moment. And one of my big messages out there for margins, and particularly sectors such as their transport sector, is to keep an eye on your margins. Because margins are the epicenter of business health. And what we're seeing at the moment is that an awful lot of what's called cost push pressures are coming through, and it's getting more difficult, challenging to pass those price increases on to the end consumer on the other side.
Cameron Bagri, thank you so much for your time. We'll catch up in 7 days.
All the best.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, mate.
That sort of format work, if I just send you through.
That's perfect.
A few leads like that, and we'll sort of get into it.
Yeah, then I can pretend I know what I'm doing at the other end. That's good.
All right. Cool.
Take care, mate. The business of trucking, Cameron Bagri. Cameron Bagri from Bagri Economics with the business of trucking on Trucking Radio 24/7.